patterns of language use. Patterns of language use is one of the four elements of a discourse community. Basically means the ways in which we put together phrases and sentences, spoken or written. There's several good examples of this. Let's take nurses, for example. No complete sentences are allowed on the job for nurses. It takes too long. It's not necessary. So one of the patterns of language use for the discourse community of nurses is to just put a word and a number or a very short phrase. This, of course, is very different from the patterns of language use you would use in an academic paper, for example. Think also about something like African-American vernacular English. The verb to be is conjugated differently than it is in so-called standard English. But it's more than a different grammatical feature. It brings meaning not available in standard edited English. So in standard edited English, you could say, she is singing, or she was singing. But in African-American vernacular English, you could use the verb to be and say, she be singing. And that indicates over time, past and present, a meaning not available in standard edited English, but available in the patterns of language use typical of African-American vernacular English. It also connotes a deeper cultural identity, according to scholar Elaine B. Richardson. Think about something like Spanglish or Chinglish. This not only includes a mix of words, you might have a sentence including both English and Chinese words, it also sometimes includes mixing two languages within one word, something like chupatos. That's pretty much the examples I want you to think about when you think about patterns of language use. It's one of the important features of discourse communities.